I think I'm done with the announcement. Let's go straight to the word of God. Behold, he cometh. What a notice. What a joy. Well, it depends on your understanding of his coming. Why is he coming? For whom? And when? Praise the Lord. When I was in college, the coming of an exam doesn't feel the same way to different people. Some people will begin to have headache and shivers. And some, you know, I told my children, you don't like school, then graduate. Praise the Lord. You know, that's the best way to show you don't like school. You know what I'm saying? Just finish in time. But if you don't like school and you're failing, then you're going to stay there long time. And that's not the proof you don't like school, right? Praise the Lord. The coming of the Lord. My Jesus, what does that incite in you and I? How do we respond to that notice? Until we understand the value of his coming. Hallelujah. We will not both welcome it or desire it. But those who want to marry, oh man, if you want to marry, you just say, okay, no, look, exam, come, let me just go. Oh, I'm gone. I've passed, I'm out. You know, that's why I passed my professional exam quickly, because I wasn't going to marry until my mom said, you want to marry? Then if you don't pass, if you don't finish your professional exam, you're not going anywhere. And I want to marry you quickly. So I put on my leg. As soon as I passed, oh my God! Of course, she kept her promise. Thank God. Hallelujah. The notice I want to bring for there is what you know about the coming of the Lord. Because that will reshape and reset your preparedness and willingness to welcome him. Quickly, there are three comings of the Lord. Let's do a trivia here quickly. Let's go to Genesis chapter 2 and verse 9. Genesis chapter 2, verse 9. Look at this scripture very well. And, you know, don't try to, like, give me MIT answer or Harvard answer. You know, God is not hard on his people. God's question is simple. Jesus, Paul said, there's a simplicity in Christ. Simplicity, okay? So, just be normal, okay? Look at this scripture and tell me how many trees are there. How many trees are in this scripture? Talking about Eden. Hallelujah. All right. Who wants to go? I'm not hearing you if you didn't indicate, right? Who's said three? Did you? Okay. All right. Who doesn't agree of three, or who has a better answer? Maybe six. My sister saw six. Praise the Lord. One more to go. Okay, praise the Lord. No, the essence of that trivia is to stimulate our grace to observe. Okay? There are three. Okay? There are three. And it's so easy to find out, right? Just look at tree, right? He said, out of the ground made the Lord to grow, say every. So that's a group of trees. But every tree. You don't remember? He said every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. Okay? So they have that. They can eat that. Every tree. Okay? That's the nature of, that's a brand of that tree, right? That's the brand of that tree. Now, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, that's another tree, okay? And the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that's another tree. So in essence, now, for a long time, they were eating one tree. For a long time, they were eating one tree. They never participated in the tree of knowledge of good, nor in the tree of life, right? So, and they were content with it. It was good for them. They were eating from only one type of tree. Even though there is every tree in that brand, correct? Exactly. Now, then one day, somebody came. and introduce them, even though they had already had notice of that tree, it doesn't interest them. And I can imagine them that I was telling themselves that, you know what, since you already have a caveat or clause about eating any other, this other tree, you know what, you see these two trees, let's just leave it. Let's just eat this one, it won't kill us. But immediately they touch the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, their biases were stirred up. Can I tell you a secret? You cannot identify good not knowing evil. Have you left? That's the corruption in the touching of that tree. It will stimulate your sense of unholy judgment. And God doesn't want them to know that. Praise the Lord. Nobody can avoid evil or select good, not identifying evil. Because for you to identify good, you must know what excludes it from being evil. And that notice is unholy. That's what God wanted to save them from. But sadly, they participated. And you know what God said? These people, if they touch this other tree, that's the third one now. Two down. And God said, I won't spare a chance. Because of his love, he ejected man out of love. Because God said he knew the consequence of touching that third tree. And Bible says, let's go there, John chapter 3. That will help our understanding. Genesis chapter 3. Verse 22. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us. To do what? No, that word to know good is to judge, to assess. It was from that moment. They had no notice of what is good or bad. They only had the notice of God. Like that was, if only we know God alone, life would have been so, even including now, because our prejudice and our biases complicate a lot of things, and we smear things that are good, evil, and we smear things, we paint things that are evil. What? And that's the judgment against that tree. It will stir up a negative bias in you, and you begin to. You see, who defines good? Nobody knows what good is but God. Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. And God didn't want us to participate in that warfare. But we triggered it. And until the Holy Ghost comes. Do you know one of the things, the character of love? It thinks no evil. Go and read 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Bible says, it thinketh what? The purity of God is in his heart. God doesn't want us to be biased. You know, what I can't recover from is how you say, oh, you are the girl. And then after the dental bureau, you say, oh, you are a witch. I can't understand that. But you see, that's the prejudice against knowledge of good and evil. You begin to ascribe valuation to things you have no basis to ascribe. See what the Bible says here. And God saw everything that he had made. And behold, what? Now, how is it God? Now, you and I have no basis to assign good or bad to anything, only God. Now, certain men saw Jesus. And he went to him and said, oh, good master. And Jesus knew that that's coming from a perverse perspective. The same man that says he's good today, if Jesus doesn't pass in front of his house tomorrow, he says, oh, he's a bad man. And that's why Jesus did not tolerate his commentaries. He said, there's no man that is good. But who? God. The prejudice that this notice and knowledge ascribed to man has impaired our knowledge of God. Even God, we paint him bad. and there is no evil in God at all. Praise the Lord. Anyway, that's not our subject of contemplation today. Let's go quickly to the coming of the Lord. Some of us, we think God delayed in coming. Remember the story of the sisters of Lazarus? They said, my brother, they said he killed him. You know what I'm saying? They said, he did not kill him. Because we sent notice to you early, but you delayed twice. He said, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. He still told you that. And Jesus said, no, I am here now. I will raise him up. I'm the resurrection. He said, yes, I know you will raise him up on the last day. Papa's judgment of ascribing good and bad. Even when Jesus said, roll the stone away, can you imagine? Man is so unstable. The same man that said, they were crying, wailing, blah, blah, blah. He said, okay, roll the stone. Said, oh, don't touch it, though. It's already sitting there. We don't imagine that fast. So where is the sincerity of your crying? When somebody wants to raise him up now, and you say, I'm not part of it. Say, I'll be like God. Oh, Lighthouse, it's a blessing to know nothing. What God? God grant us understanding. Amen. Three coming of the Lord. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. He had come in this instance. The first coming of his advent. Behold. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. You remember the story we read in Solomon. Songs of Solomon. It was the coming of Christ to this bride. You are that person and I. He was keeping the mountain for you. Hallelujah. Shaga, I can't imagine. I said, wait. You know, when I have my elder brother, when I caught trouble when I was young, I would send a message to him. I say, okay, just come quickly before they kill me. Praise the Lord. And he will be skipping like, let me get there. But see what the Bible says here. He said, rejoice greatly. The notice of his coming, does it kindle rejoicing? How do you respond to a promise given by the Lord? Does it rejoice you? Do you value his sincerity? He said, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, he hasn't come. He said, behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation. He will save you. Lowly and riding upon an ass and upon the colt. The fowl of an ass. This was fulfilled when Jesus showed up in Jerusalem that day. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 5. Matthew chapter 21, verse 5. He said, tell ye the daughter of Zion, referencing this scripture, behold, thy king cometh upon unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and the coat of the fowl of the ass. Say the first advent. Yeah, that's a coming of the Lord. Number two, of course, he had come in that instance, so it's no longer being expected in that respect. Okay? Number two, the second coming of the Lord, Acts chapter 1, verse 9 to 11. Acts chapter 1, verse 9 to 11. See what the Bible says here. Bible says, and when he had spoken these things, while they beheld him, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Excuse me. You know, one reason why we should believe the scriptures is because it's not a fiction. These things were documented by eyewitnesses. Praise the Lord. It wasn't Jesus that wrote them about himself. Bible says they were written by those who saw it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It was taken up life and in light. Look at verse 10. He said, and while they looked steadfastly towards heaven, as he went, behold, two men stood by them. In white apparel. I've instructed us many times. When man see light, he calls it white. Hallelujah. God is clothing light. His clothing is light. As a matter of fact, if you have a divine revelation of yourself as a believer, you will be white. He said, ye are light of the world. There are no clothing. People say, oh, there are tailors in heaven. Light is the clothing. Unstainable, say unstainable. Yeah, pure as light. Praise God. He said, and two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why gazing up? Why stand ye gazing up into heaven? Hallelujah. This same Jesus. You don't believe Jesus? Okay, just stay in line. One day you see bright and shining. except that it will be too late. So please, take his record, take his testimony. He said, this same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. See the second coming. That's the second coming of the Lord. Praise the Lord. 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3 from verse 10. He said, but the day of the Lord, that's the second coming, will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Oh, lighthouse. That will be a great movie to watch. But it's going to be on the other side. You know what I'm saying? Lighthouse. You know, we don't really connect when you see on the TV how hurricanes smash on people's houses. Well, you see, you can't feel it. You know what I'm saying? You can't feel it. You know, you are watching it, you go into the refrigerator, you took a drink. It's not like that. Those you are saying, farting out. But you won't see it. And then you won't express it in Jesus' name. He said, but the day of the so is coming that second time. But the one that is very important to us is the coming, because we didn't witness, certainly none of us witnessed the first coming, right? I'll be shocked. you have to give us an eyewitness account. But unfortunately, none of us was there, right? And then the second coming, come see, come sir, we are sure, right? I remember when I was a teenager, and they telling me, oh, Jesus was coming back. Oh my God. And I was in my head, I said, oh, Jesus don't come yet. Funny. Like that. Okay, let's go on. The coming of his promise to you. You see, the first and the second is out of our hand, right? But there is a coming of the Lord concerning a word he spoke to you. There's a coming of the Lord in that respect. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to 5. It says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I'm reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision down. Make it plain upon the tables, that it may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet forward. It's a future event. Praise the Lord. It's a future event. And at the end, Shaga, at the end, that is in its fulfillment, wasn't talking about the end of time, but as in the culmination of what prepares that coming, that coming possible. It's like the coming of a child, right? Somebody is pregnant. Okay, there's a time value that makes the coming of that child culminated. Did you catch that? So at the end of that pregnancy time. Now that's what the scripture is talking about here. When the God gives you a word, there is a process. There's a coming. There's a band of time that makes that word come to pass. Now you must be found waiting. That's the coming of the Lord. He said, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. And at the end, Shaga, it shall speak. That word speak, that is to witness for itself. Praise God. The word of God is enough to witness for itself. That's why when you have a possession of the word of God in your treasury, you don't argue. Shaga, you don't do what? Yeah. You just tell everybody, watch and see. Though it tarry, wait for it. Shaga. Though it tarry. Now, this is a very crisis situation in a child of God who has a promise of the coming of God's word, and he was doing something else. You can't do that. You can't do that. Praise God. He said, do it tarry, wait for it, because will surely come. It will not tarry. But see what it says next. Behold, Esau, which will not align with this word, will not be upright. Daniel chapter 2, from verse 20. Daniel chapter 2, from verse 20. The scripture says there, we serve a God who changes time and season. Daniel chapter 2, verse 20. He said, Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. Look at the next verse. Chagar. And he changed what? He removed kings and he set up kings. He gave wisdom unto the ones and knowledge to them that know understand. 1997. I walked into a sanctuary. The children were going to a Christian school. And after I dropped them off, the sanctuary attached to the school was open. And I entered that sanctuary. It was a Monday morning. And as I entered into that sanctuary, I saw a banner on the altar. It changed times and seasons. 1997. Didn't make any sense to me. And I turned, of course, this verse was quoted there. And I turned to go back. I think I was waiting for the gate for the school people to open the gate. I turned to go back. And the word of His Majesty came. I will change your time and your season. Now, that's a coming of the Lord for me. And the word was strong and genuine. I got home. I called my wife. I said, T, we're going to leave Nigeria. How? God said to me, if we change our times, 1997. How we began to walk towards it. Say, walk towards it. Yeah. How? We thought, what will take us out of Nigeria? Myself, that's the coming of the Lord. That's the coming of the Holy Covenant. You must begin to arrange and organize yourself in the light of His coming. Praise the Lord. Of course, you are not going to walk it out, except that you're going to prepare for it. So as a preparation, the first thing the Lord said, go and get passport. I think before they told me, He said, go and get passport for everybody. The children were young, they were newly born, then get passports for everybody, because you'll be living in Nigeria. All right, don't build anything around this place anymore. The only thing we took out of our house in Nigeria are our clothes. Praise the Lord. Not, you see, because the coming of the word of the Lord will supersede any and every other thing. Now, however are we doing? I said, okay, in our own profession, go on. I went to this office, British Council on Awolowo. I hope they're still there in Ikoyi. They have a book there. You go and open it to see international posted jobs. It's not something I'm going to tell everybody, but I, to whom the vision is revealed, I begin to do what? Walk myself towards it. So we began to apply to international offices. I think Dee got an invitation when she went to an interview. But anyway, God saw we're walking towards the world. Let's start up on that. Like they say, the rest is what? Now, did he change the time? No, our time literally changed. We don't use that same time again. Did he change the season? I have no means to contact snow. The nearest I know is Amatan. As he said it, he will do it. He has a track record of keeping. Let's lift up our hands to Jesus. You see, you were not there when he was born. And truly, those who had who saw him, they took account and they documented it. We may not be there at his second coming, but there is a coming of his word to you. And he said, though you reckon it tarrying, he said, don't count it like that. Wait. What? It is raining. You continue to pray. This is a song just to carry you to help you your place of prayer. I can see is the Lighthouse, there's a coming of the Lord. There's a coming of the Lord. 1999, God gave us wings. And we lifted out. And he confirmed his word. That's what he said when he said it came to pass. There's a word coming and hovering over you. At the beginning of the year, he told us, open the windows. Second half, he said, open the doors. Open the doors. Now I know why he wanted us to open the door. He's coming. Hallelujah. He's coming. Because he said, I stand at the door and I knock. If you hear and heed, and we open. And you open the door, and we come in. Father, Lord, we thank you. Let the coming of your word be like the dew of the rain, Daddy. That nothing can stop it. The grass of the field does not hop around looking for dew. No, stay where you have you. Stay where I put you. The rain will settle. The dew will meet you there. Are you seeing grass is looking and walking around looking for dew? No, it commands the dew to rest upon it. That's how the coming of the Lord is. It may be hot, brutally sunny the previous day, but in the morning, just try. When you wake up tomorrow, go to your grass, go to your lawn, put your leg in the grass, and see if there won't be water there. That's the coming of the Lord. It will come like the dew. Thank you, precious Father. Lebra kaba shandali kaba. Help us to receive grace from the Lord today. I say, Lord, please. Now that I know better, let me have respect for your word. Let me have respect for your word. Lebra kaba shandala kaba. He said, wait for it. Do it tarry. It's you that is counting it like that. It's coming the fullness of time. When the fullness of time was come, God gave. Father, Lord, we thank you. Number two, Lord, let nothing delay or deprive you of your purpose in my life. Because it can be delayed. It can be delayed. The prayer of Daniel was delayed 21 days. But talk to God this morning. Yebra Kabo Shanda. Let nothing delay, deter, deny, deprive it. But let it come with the coming of grace. Is a road straight. It's a make straight path for his coming. Behold, his coming. Make straight path. Let him find me in peace. Thank you, precious Father. Until we are wet, until we are soaked. My dear brothers and sisters, you must have a culture of listening to the Lord. You must have a culture of listening to the Lord. Isaiah chapter 55 from verse 1. He said, come, ye that are thirsty, come to the waters. You that are hungry, come, buy with bread, buy wine, without money, without price. In verse 3, he says, incline your ear and come. Listen, and your soul shall live. Did you see that? He said, incline your ear when you come. You see, you can't hear him. You can't if you are not listening. A Christian must have a listening ear. You must be conscious and cognizant of the fact that you need to come and to incline your ear. Then he will speak to you. It's part of your inheritance in Christ. And you live here today. Go to the field. Be alone. Learn to be alone for some time. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying to be running away from people, distracting yourself. No, no, no. But you know, you have a personal private time with God. And don't say anything. Just be quiet. Let him speak to you. Say, Lord, I want to hear you. And there is no time you desire his voice. Thank you, precious Father. So we show you things about yourself that you know. Don't be copying what people are talking. Repeat what he says to you. Let's lift up our hands to Jesus. There's no way God brought us here. That's okay, sir. There's no way God brought us here except that he may do us good. If he brings this notice, it's because he wants to do something about it. Daddy, we thank you. Karus Lubosh Naga Igado. Daddy, must stop anything that is causing us blockage. That does not allow us to hear you. Daddy, must stop our ears, Daddy. Let it hear. Light up. There's no way to hear if you are not listening. Father, please. Eli told Samuel, go and lay down and say, Lord, speak for thy servant heareth. Let somebody come back rejoicing because he heard the voice of the Lord. Lord, I haven't heard your word. Don't let us mingle it with our emotion, with our experience, with our background, with this knowledge of good and evil. You can't walk here. No, don't do that. If he says it, he will clear the way to bring it to pass. As he said it, let this be our glorious inheritance. Because we hear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Stretch your hands towards me and just pray the Holy Ghost, Lord. Just pray the Holy Ghost. Just pray the Holy Ghost. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Let's share the grace and fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now, forever. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our lives. And we shall pray in the house of God. Have a good lunch and have a blessed Sunday. See you. We see each other again, keep shining. Newcomers, new our guests.